It just so happens that I was assigned to cover the ceremonial groundbreaking in 2008 for what was billed as a cutting-edge townhome development. Here's how that story started. At this groundbreaking, the traditional shovel was left untouched and ribbons cut instead. A ribbon around a solar panel, snip. Around a cutaway of a super-insulated wall, snip. People even applauded a water-saving toilet. Turns out, at that same moment, the stock market was going down the toilet, too. By coincidence, that September day, the Dow Jones average experienced a 777-point drop. That remains the biggest loss in one day ever.
I mean, ironically, the day that was supposed to be kind of our day of glory ended up really being the turning point in the marketplace, where it was like the gates were shut.
Brad Lilliequist is the project manager here.
We went all the way from multiple banks really wanting to do the construction loan because this is such a great project, high-profile project, to literally the next week, everybody's like, gee, you know, we're not doing anything right now.
Lilliequist works for the city of Issaquah, the Seattle suburb-controlled vacant land that it wanted to use to demonstrate green building concepts with a private partner. Lilliequist says the housing slump claimed the first developer the city selected. Then the replacement builder also went belly up during a long search for private financing.
You know, if I had to count how many times I've woken up at 4 a.m. for this project, I mean, it's hundreds of times. It has been a very, very stressful project.
Now there might be a happy ending after all. Workers are putting the finishing touches on the homes prior to sale. Last year, the second biggest home builder in Japan came to the rescue. The company called Ichijo wanted to enter the Pacific Northwest market with an aggressively green project. Patty Southard rides the real estate roller coaster as a manager at King County's green building program. She says conventional builders, green builders, they're all getting whipsawed by this prolonged housing slump.
It's been an equal opportunity crisis. Although I do believe that the opportunistic builders that have survived have definitely started to come around to using more green features, particularly around energy resources.
The question now is, are people willing to pay more than they have to in this faltering economy? Can developers make back the extra costs they incur on a deep green project? The net zero energy townhome complex in Issaquah cost $5 million to build. The units are expected to go on the market for between $400,000 and $600,000. That's easily $100,000 more than similar-sized traditional homes in the same neighborhood. Washington State University real estate expert Glenn Krellen says interested green-minded people will stand for a 10% premium, but in this case, Alter Green costs way more.
Well, if they're asking the same prices that they would have asked in 2008, then it may be a hopeless task.
One selling point from Z Homes Boosters is their claim that it's the first multifamily project where every unit is net zero energy. But judging who's first is complicated. Other developers claim that title too, including ones in Portland and the Bay Area. I'm Tom Bonsi in Issaquah, Washington.